Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Kaylin. I'm a supervisor here. How can I help you?
Yes, Kaylin, I'd like to know who your administrative office, take me off speakerphone, please.
I'm sorry?
And you sound just like the young lady I spoke to a while ago, Naya.
I'm sorry, my name is Kaylin. How can I help you?
Yes, have you taken me off speakerphone?
You're not on speakerphone, ma'am.
Well, there's an echo.
Well,
and I don't have you on speakerphone, so apparently you have me on speakerphone. Now, I would like to know where your executive offices are located and their contact information, because I will be calling the administrative assistant to your executive offices.
All right, well, we'll call center, ma'am. I don't have the information.
Why don't you have that information?
We are a call center.
Well, then you need to put me on hold and find somebody that does have that information.
Can I have your zip code, please?
I'm sorry?
May I please have your zip code?
Yes, Naya, it's 29406.
My name is Kaylee.
Okay, Kaylee. Naya Kaylee. How about that?
Thank you. Your first last name?
Tina Brown.
Thank you. A moment, please.
And there are three phone calls I'm going to be placing when I get off the phone with you. Better Business Bureau, in the Attorney General's office for the state of California. And then the third phone call, because I will obtain the information from the Attorney General's office as to the executive office and the administrative offices. And then the third call is going to be the company that does the advertising for sending endorsements out by reliable individuals that is representing a company that is a scam or artist. Do you understand? You're borderline legal. With the wording and the way that you set everything up, you do not make things clear. You do not give me the opportunity just to purchase the CBD oil. You set the website up so that I had to receive the Serene tablets as well. Now, we can avoid all of this by giving me my full refund for May and June. Now, what would you like to do today, Naya?
Again, my name is Kaylin. Allow me one moment, please.
No, I'm sorry. Naya Kaylin. Now, what would you like to do today?
One moment, please.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. And what was the last name?
B-R-O-W-N. Brown, as in the color. Tina, T-I-N-A, is the first name. Middle initial is R. And in addition, Ms. Kaylee, I would like the name of your employer, the call center from whom you're employed.
Okay.
I want that information as well. And you're called as a dead giveaway that this is, what, a two-man call center?
Can you verify your address, please, Ms. Brown?
I've already given you that information. You read it back to me.
I need you to verify your address, please, Ms. Brown.
Nia Kaylee, I've already given you that information. Twice.
Okay. And I apologize, Ms. Tina Brown. Can you verify that address, please?
Ms. Brown, not Ms. Tina Brown. If you wish to address me by Tina, you can do so. If you wish to call me Ms. Brown, then you do so. But you do not address me as Ms. Tina Brown.
Okay, Ms. Tina Brown, can you verify your address, please?
Excuse me, are you really going to go there again? Do you really wish to be that rude with me? Now, what is the information of your employer? What is the name of the call center you work for?
Can you verify your address, please?
8827 Deerwood Drive, Lot 45, North Charleston, South Carolina, 29406.
Okay.
Now, we've already been through this. Excuse me?
You're speaking a little too fast.
Was I really? Well, I've been told we Southerners just talk way too slow.
It's okay, Ms. Tina Brown.
Yes, Ms. Nia Kaylee. How about this? We'll put a little draw in there for you. 8827 Deerwood Drive, lot number 45, North Charleston, South Carolina, 29406. Now, did you understand that a little better, Ms. Nia Kaylee?
My name is Caitlin. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, yes, I know. And I'm the Easter Bunny. Now, did you get the correct information that you need, please?
Yes. I see here you have our share formula and Thrive formula, and the account is canceled. And how can I help you?
Yeah, I want a full refund for May and June. I mean, June and July. Now, I've been told that I should be receiving a full refund for the $200, the $99.54, and the $94.54 in how many business days? When is my card going to be refunded?
Give me a moment. I'm looking for the account, please.
Mm-hmm.
One moment, please. All right. So I do see here your account has been refunded. Now it will take 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. And what amount am I being refunded?
Refund of $95.94
and $99.94.
For what month?
July. I want the refund for June as well.
Okay, refund anything past 30 days.
Says who?
I'm sorry.
State law?
Can
for being a scam artist?
We can't refund anything.
Okay. What is the name of the call center for which you work?
Serene Formula.
Spell that for me, please.
S-E-R-E-N-E.
That's the name of the product.
That's the name
I'd
of
like
the
to know the name of the call center.
That's the name of the call center as well, ma'am.
Okay, where are your executive offices located? If there is such a creature.
What's that part of call center?
Where?
We're located in California.
I understand that. I read that. I'd like to know your mailing address. If there
All
is
right.
such
One
a
moment,
thing.
please.
All companies have to be registered with the state, do they not, in order to have a business license?
One moment, please. One moment, please. So, give me
I'm
a
also
moment while
currently
I start.
looking up the current information. Your current Attorney General is Becerra Applauds. Wait, excuse me. Consumer complaint against State of California Department. And I will be contacting them now. I want my money back for June as well. If you have questions or comments concerning one of the specific programs of the Attorney General's Office for the State of California, please download the current link provided. Protecting consumers. Thank you very much. Now, I'd like my money back for June as well.
We don't issue any refunds past 30 days.
Well, that's going to be unfortunate for you. Now, what is the name and address of your current executive office for the product which you are illegally drawing people into purchase through a 14-free-day trial that you do not make terms and conditions clear on, which is against state law?
I can give you the website. You can go online to verify the information.
Excuse me?
I can give you the website, and you can go online and verify that.
I'm not going to have to do that. Xavier Becerra, who is your current Attorney General, is going to be taking care of this matter.
Okay.
Are you aware of that?
Is there anything else I can do?
And then the Attorney General, not only am I going to be filing complaint with your Attorney General, I will be filing complaints with the Better Business Bureau, and I'm going to demand that your current website be taken down because you are illegally drawing people in on a 14-day trial period and then charging consumers $200 a month for products that they haven't even received.
I apologize about the misunderstanding. We did refund the amount. Is there anything else?
No, you have not refunded the June amount. That's $200 out of my income, and I want it back.
Is there anything else I can do?
I signed up for a 14-free-day trial, not to be ripped off for $200 a month.
As a courtesy, I give you a 35% refund back on that charge.
I want full refund.
It's not refundable. That's a courtesy.
Let me speak with your supervisor.
I mean, man, we're all going to provide you with the same information.
I'm sorry. I want to speak with your supervisor. Complaint referral table. Complain against businesses. If you think a business has committed fraud or a crime, please contact your local district attorney's office or your city attorney. If you need legal advice or representation, we suggest that you consult with an attorney. You may obtain a referral to a certified lawyer referral service by contacting 866-442-2529. And for out-of-state businesses or out-of-state concerns, 415-438-2250 or via the State Bar of California website. Now, what would you like to do? Full refund or the Attorney General?
All right. One moment, please. One moment, please. I'm going to transfer now. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Excuse me?
I am transferring you now, and thank you for calling customer support.
Who are
you
transferring me to?
Our supervisor, I'm not sure.
Thank you.